This is the Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Subscribe to us on iTunes and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews. Public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world. Here's your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, I'm bringing you a brand new company. And I'll tell you what, keep an eye on this company because I'm super excited for them to be on the show. We're talking about no other than Searchlight Resources, Inc. You can find them on the OTC markets under the ticker symbol CNYCF. And if you're up there in Toronto, you can find them on the TSX under the ticker symbol SCLT. And with us today is the Vice President of Corporate Development, and he's also an investor into the company, Mr. Alf Stewart. Alf, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Everett.
You know, before we get started, just give me just a little bit of an about statement of who you guys are, and then we'll get more depth into the company.
Okay. Searchlight is a mineral exploration company with a very experienced board. In fact, we have four board members, and their experience in the mining business totals 150 years. And the CEO, Stephen Wallace, is a geologist with a track record of discovery, being involved in at least two gold discoveries in his career. Searchlight has a portfolio of projects from past producing gold properties to potential discovery targets, all with a focus on accessible areas of Saskatchewan.
You know, you guys came on my radar a couple of months back, and that being said, you reached out to me and said, hey, I'd like to come on the show. And what really makes me excited about your company is that you guys are not just the average, you know, run-of-the-mill silver gold company. You guys are really up there thinking that you got something really special in cobalt. So if you would, explain to me what Searchlight Resources is all about.
Okay. So the CEO's strategy in Searchlight was to go to where the best areas are in Canada, and that's Saskatchewan. There is a survey called the Fraser Institute Survey of Mining Executives, and they rate the various jurisdictions around the world, the various states in the United States, the various provinces in Canada. And within Canada, Saskatchewan is rated number one by the mining industry. It's a mining-friendly jurisdiction, and it's a target-rich environment, and it's vastly underexplored. So our CEO, Stephen Wallace, decided to make a study of finding good mining properties in Saskatchewan, and he's been working on it for 3 years, and we have seven properties in Saskatchewan in our portfolio right now.
For my listeners, if you would, Alf, where is Saskatchewan exactly on the map, and why is it so important, that particular spot?
Okay. Saskatchewan is a Western Canadian province. It's immediately north of the border between North Dakota and Montana, and it's an important province. It produces it's the number one producer of potash in the world. It's the second largest producer of uranium in the world. It also produces gold, silver, copper, and salt.
You know, today I think that the CEO of Tesla put out that they had a certain special battery coming out. And it seems like now all the CEOs that I'm hearing, like Bill Gates, Jeff Bezos, Michael Bloomberg, they're all looking for battery metals in Saskatchewan. Is this true?
Absolutely. They're invested in a private equity called Kobold, K-O-B-O-L-D, and they're looking for cobalt in Saskatchewan. They're up in the northeastern corner of Saskatchewan. And it's very interesting that they've come to Saskatchewan. Obviously, it's a mining-friendly jurisdiction, which is good, but it's also an area which has the potential for production of battery metals, such as nickel, cobalt, copper, rare earths, and other elements as well. So they're looking for cobalt, but we are actually, our best properties are probably nickel and copper properties. The common theme here is the northern part of Saskatchewan is underlain by a geological formation called the Great Canadian Shield, which is a 2-billion-year-old formation of rock, which has deep structures in it that could host the kind of metals that you need for electric vehicles. And in addition to that, it also is a province that produces green energy. There's major hydroelectric development in Saskatchewan. And in fact, a power line from a hydroelectric project goes right by one of our major nickel properties.
Alf, today, with Tesla Battery Day underway today already, and they're all going to also have some big meeting and talking about it, what is Searchlight's exposure to battery minerals and metals?
Okay, so we have a number of exposures, because when you think about it, the batteries involved in an electric vehicle involve lithium. Obviously, everybody knows they're lithium-ion batteries, but lithium is actually 5% of the battery. Elon Musk himself has said that he thinks that nickel will be the new gold, and that his batteries, he's trying to engineer less cobalt in his batteries, because most of the cobalt in the world right now comes from a problematic source in a politically conflicted area of Africa. So they're engineering the cobalt to reduce the amount of cobalt in batteries and increase the amount of nickel. And though there is a lot of nickel in the world, the kind of nickel that Elon Musk needs for his batteries is a highly refined form of nickel called class one nickel. And that's best obtained from hard rock sources such as the Canadian Shield in Saskatchewan.
Your stock's at 067. My guest today is Alf Stewart. He's the Vice President of Corporate Development here at Searchlight Resources. And I say the stock price is at 067 because I think it's very undervalued. But again, that's my personal opinion. You can find them on the OTC markets under the ticker symbol CNYCF. Also, if you're up there in Toronto, they're on the TSX under the ticker symbol SCLT. Alf, before I let you go, what is it that you want my listeners and your stockholders to take away from today's interview?
Just what you said, Everett. We are a very undervalued company. Our market valuation is only $5 million Canadian in total. And that's a very low entry price for speculative investors.
Alf, I want to thank you for coming on the show. I hope you become a regular, come back every 40, 50 days. Give us an update of what's going on there, because especially I know you guys are starting to touch about rare elements up there in some of your properties, also gold and silver. And I'm super excited to have you on the show.
Thank you very much, Everett.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by La Jolla Media LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are for educational and research purposes. Stock Day encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them, or to seek the assistance of an investment professional.